one of the owners was a woodworker. In the 70s, it was kind of the zenith of antique carousel collecting. And some people wanted to display a carousel figure, but they didn't want to necessarily pay $100,000 for an original figure. So in addition to carving furniture and signs, he started carving carousel figures. And he realized there was no one making new carousel figures. The complete industry died out during the Depression. And then when it kind of came back, carousels were more made out of fiberglass and metal. There just weren't the craftsmen available like there were at the turn of the century. So he worked with another gentleman, and they decided to form a company to start building wooden carousels again. So they started out doing restorations of antique carousels, and then in the early 90s, they built the first new wooden carousel since the Depression. And we are working on right now our 50th new carousel that will be going to a park in Stamford, Connecticut. We custom build everything. Everything we do is hand-carved wooden figures, whereas with, for instance, like a fiberglass carousel, they make one mold, and then you're just pouring in the plastic and popping it out. We've done carousels for, like, the Kansas City Royals. We've done a couple carousels for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines because we completely re-engineered how a carousel operated so it could work with the ebb and flow of a ship.
Is yours the only company, or at least one of the few companies in the United States, that builds these wooden, handcrafted merry-go-rounds?
We are the only company that really builds everything from design to installation in-house.
So how is a custom-built wooden carousel crafted?
It's kind of a twofold approach. There's the figures, and then there's the design of the frame, because the frame itself is structural, all the metal components, the deck, the floor, and then everything that kind of goes on that and attaches to that is called the facade, and that is really just for aesthetic. We can kind of see what kind of location the carousel is going into and kind of come up with a design and a theme for the overall carousel that will work in harmony with that location. Like, we did a carousel in the Memphis Zoo exhibit, and they were putting in a complete Asian exhibit is where they were putting the carousel. So all the carousel is themed in, like, Asian architecture. It's all figures from Asia. So it's just different things like that that we can do. So once that's kind of determined and the figures are selected, it gets kind of broken up between three departments. We have a frame department that's building the mechanical components, the motor, the electricity. You know, we do all that in-house. Then we have a carving department that's working on the figures, and we also have a carving painting department that would be painting all the figures. And then we have a facade department that's building that aesthetic structure. And we usually do about 2 to 3, sometimes 4 carousels simultaneously.
So tell me, if I wanted one of these for my backyard, how much would it set me back?
They range anywhere from $200,000 to upwards of $1 million.
The Carousel Works in Mansfield builds anywhere from 2 to 4 merry-go-rounds a year. The traditional band organ music is often provided these days by a compact disc or an MP3 player, so the customer can control the volume. I'm Steve Hirschberg.